Vayter in Shas. We are in Haryostaf Yud Aleph, picking it up at the top of the page, 2, 4, 6, 7 lines down. Tanu Rabbanan. Zlakdei Gemara. Me Ama Aretz. When it's talking about an individual comes in to bring a chatas, it says from among the people of the land. Prat Mashiach, this is excluding a Kohen, right, the Kohen Gadol, who doesn't go bring a chatas like a regular person. May Ama Aretz, Prat Nasi, also excluding the Nasi, that is a king, that he also doesn't bring the normal chatas, a regular chatas that a Hedyot would go ahead and bring. In fact, the Gemara of Haluk Far Yatsu, but weren't they already singled out already from the Torah? It tells us in another place by saying, Mashiach Lidon Bapar, and Nasi Lidon Besair. We have a Psukim that come and tells this already. The Torah explicitly says that they have to bring something different, says Gemara. Sheachal, you may have thought, Mashiach al helam davrim shigas maisa mevi par, al shigas maisa l'chudei, mevi kisva usira. Maybe you would think that the Mashiach, that is the Kohen Gadol, when it's a helam davr with a shigas maisa, and that is, you know, helam davr is, like, you know, it became unknown to you, and there was a shogeg, that's where you're going to have to go and bring the par. But if it's just shigas maisa by itself, then you bring a regular hediot. Tamalor me amar. It's prat Mashiach me amar. It's prat le nasi. It's coming excluding them from that. Tenech Mashiach. Okay, we understand why it's Mashiach, but like we just explained, el nasi b'shigas ma'isa hu d'ma'isi. But a nasi is going to bring even just for shigas ma'isa by itself. So why do you need the second pasuk to come and tell us that he's not going to bring that of a normal the hediot? Amar zim v'shin the rava. What are we talking about? Kigon sha'achal kazay eschelav kashu hediot is when he was a hediot at the time. This is talking about the king. He was a hediot at the time that he had a kazay. Which obviously is usher to eat. V'nisman na ve'achach nadalo. And then he became the nasi, became the king, and then it became known to him afterwards. Hakatay techamina nasi kisposira. You would have thought maybe he's going to bring this like a regular person, like a hedyot. Kamashwan, if it comes to tell you, no, to exclude that me'am ha'aretz, and therefore he brings something which is unique and different. Says Gemara, honeychel Rabbi Shimon, because that works in the world of Rabbi Shimon. Was of the opinion that we go according to what the person is when they figured out the Azabasa Yedia, only when he noticed, when he realized the Ver, and he realized that otherwise became the Nasi, El Rabbana, according to Rabbana, the Azabasa Chata, he goes according to the time that the Chait was actually done, and therefore he's going to have to bring of a Hedyot, Mike Lemember, what are you going to say now? Says Rashi, in other words, the Mimai, come Mimai, what are you coming to Mimai, Lanasi, the Katani Pratanasi, you're saying Pratanasi. Ella, I'm Rav Zudim, said the Rav, Achim, my skin, what are we talking about? Kigon Shachal Chatzi Kazayas Chel of Kishu Hadyot. He had a Chatzi Kazayas of Chel of when he was a regular fellow. V'nisman av Yishlimo, and then he became the Nasi, and he finished it off. Afterwards, Achach Nadlon, after it became known to him. Sakadat the Chamina, the Tzair of Nasi Kispo Seira. You would think that the second part of the Chel of is Mitzair for the first part, and now he has to go and he needs to bring a regular, like a commoner, or Kashvala. Therefore, it comes to tell you, Me'a Ama'aretz, that it excludes this type of nasi from going ahead and bringing, a carbon at. He doesn't actually bring any carbon. This is Rashi. Kamash v'lo me'ama oretz prat le'nasi. The kahai gavna lo maisi kispa osiru. Kahai gavna nami lo maisi sa'ir. You don't bring like the regular person would bring, like a commoner would bring for the nasi. That would be a kispa osiru. But rather, and you also don't bring a sa'ir as well. So he doesn't bring anything over there. It says Gemara, what's the din? Does becoming the king considered a separation? What exactly is the case? He goes to Al Khachatzi Kazais Khailov Kishuhadyot, Vinismana, then he became the king, Vavar, and then he left being the king. He goes down from being it. Rashi says Mishin Minisiyos over Yishlimo, Yishlimo. Then he goes and he finishes off the rest of the Kazayas over here. What happens now? Hasam Hudulam Mitzayif. Do we say that there in the case of when you have two Chatzi Kazayim, they're not Mitzayif. The Achli Palka Kishu Hedyot, the Palka Kishu Nasi. That's when it's not Mitzayif. Avalach, but over here the Idividi Kishu Hedyot Achli was he was a Hedyot in both situations. Just one was Hedyot, then he became the king, then Hedyot again, and Mitzayif it's going to Mitzayif from Dimaloshna. Maybe there's no difference between the two. My, what's going to be the din? Tifshet Lema Hadamar Ula Amar Rav Yochanan. Let's learn that for them, which Ula said Rav Yochanan. Alcha Chelev Hifrish Carbon. Let's say you have a situation where a person goes, he brings Eiz Chelev. Then he realizes that he did that. He's like, oh my goodness, how could I have done that? So then he goes, he brings a carbon chatas. Vehemir. And then he goes off the derech. This guy goes off the derech entirely. Vechazebo. And he then goes back for the chazar, meaning he does tshuva. Ah, and yadid yom mamish. Hol v'nitcha yidcha. In such a case, we say that once the chatas was pushed aside from the car, from the mizbeach, when he was a mummer, so let it continue to be that it's, you know, it's nitcha yidcha, it's pushed off, even after he does tshuva. And also in our case, since he was pushed off from the chatas of a regular person who became the nasi, so therefore it's considered separate. And even afterwards, it becomes a hedyut again. You're not able to even start. Like we find in the case of this mummer, that once something gets pushed aside, it's pushed aside forever. Says Gemara Chiyashta, how could you compare these? Mummer lavar asuye karbon. A mummer is not able to even go in and bring a karbon. Hi bar asuye karbon. But the nasi, this melech, is able to go in to bring the carbon. So you can't learn out from the mummer anything about the nasi. For clarity purposes, when the guy went off the derech, we're talking about the fact that he did something wrong, then he goes and brings a carbon. He didn't really bring the carbon yet. He just set it aside to bring it, because he already brought it. Then obviously he'd already brought it, so we're talking about set it aside. So now we're saying, what do you mean? But the mummer, he can't be bring in the first place. A nasi can. So therefore, you can't bring any rye over there. But in the name of Zayim Rav Sheshes, Achal Safik Chelif Kishu Hedyot. Let's say the person is a Hedyot, he's a regular dude, and he ate a Safik Chelif, and he's not sure whether he did or he didn't do. Right? It was unclear whether this is something was, you know, was Shuma or Chelif. He had Shuma or Chelif in front of them, and he didn't realize, and then he ate one of them, the other one got lost, and not sure if he ate Shuma or he ate Chelif. This would be generally what's called the Asham Taloi. Right? So he had this when he was a Hedyot, right? Because he thought it was Shuma. Mismana, then he became the Nasi. Veno de lo al sveko, and then it became clear his suffix. Rashi, and it was, then he was aware, that, and all of a sudden it came to light, oh no, maybe that wasn't, maybe he ate something which wasn't okay. Says Rashi, sheno de lo la'achas nisnam, which is suffix chelev achel. Only after it became the Nasi that he's ate suffix chelev. Veno de lo al sveko, ma, what's going to be the din in such a case, right? Do we say that he's going to have to bring an usham taloi at that stage? Rashi says, me might see usham taloi or lo. I'll leave it to Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, Shita does it as a chata aloti bayilach. They go according to the time the sin was actually done. I don't care when you find out about it. What were you at the time you did it? There's not even a question of the maisi to Asham Tali. He's going to bring a Asham Tali because he was a hedyot at the time when maybe he did it. And comes in Asi afterwards, we don't really care. He's going to bring Asham Tali. Aliki to bayilach. When's the question? To whom? I'll leave it to Rabbi Shimon. Going to Rabbi Shimon. We learned earlier that Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that if somebody goes and does an avayidi, he's got to bring a chatas, but he didn't realize until after he became the nasi, he's going to be putter from bringing the chatas and gansin. So now we want to know, does this also apply to an ashim taloi? So now, libid Rabbi Shimon, midishtani levade, ishtani lesafek, do we say that since this change, when he was a hedyot and he switches over to be a nasi, that the din is what happens in such a situation? Nah. That in the chatas, which is when he did a definite avera, that he's going to be putter from it. So too, the same idea would be shani levade, shani lesafik. Also, the case of sefik also would be odilma, or maybe no, ki shani levade, the shani carbon day. When does a change in his status make it that it's putter? Only the shani levade, because what happens there, the shani carbon day, he would bring a different carbon from a regular chatas of a hedyut to a chatas of a nasi, which is a different type of animal. Aval hachav, in the case of when we're dealing with a asham taloi, which it doesn't matter if you're a nasi or if you're a hedyut. A nasi certainly does fall into the category of asham taloi, but it's a different it's the same carbon that's brought if you're a hedyut or if you're a nasi, and therefore the lo shtani carbon didai a malaisi asham taloi. Since there's no switch of the carbon, therefore you have to go and bring it. Taker, the Gemara says, we gotta wait for Elio Anahavi next. Tana Rabbanan Me'amaretz. Again, this is talking about a regular dude who goes ahead and he has to bring a carbon chatas or something he's done wrong. Me'amaretz. We have another exclusion. Prat lim mummer. That's excluding a chatas of a mummer. A mummer is someone who goes off the derech. He's rejecting the Torah. That type of person does not bring a carbon chatas. Rav Shimon bar Yossi Omer Mishum Rabbi Yitzchak. Rav Shimon also says, Mishum, let's try it again. Rav Shimon bar Yossi, Omer Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Asher lo se'asena b'shgago ve'ashem. Right, this is something which we saw earlier, from way back on Daf Beis, and that is when Asher lo se'asena b'shgago ve'ashem, that are not to be done, it does b'shogeg, and he becomes guilty, then he's got to go bring a carbon, which is teaching you hashav b'yidiyaso, that someone who, if he would know what he was doing, then when he would hold back from doing a aver if he knew it, then maybe carbon shugaso. He brings a carbon when he does a shogig. But lo shav b'yidiyaso. Let's say this type of person who's off the derech and like he. Even if he would know that it was the wrong thing that was going on, lo shav b'yidiyaso, he wouldn't stop doing the wrong thing. Ain't a mivi carbon a shugaso. He doesn't bring a carbon, even though he did a b'shogeg. So if I wouldn't do it b'mezid, I bring a carbon if I did a b'shogeg. But if I would do it b'mezid, I just didn't realize, then I don't bring a carbon. I don't have the opportunity to bring a carbon for this. My b'nayu, what's the difference between Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Yossi? Both of them are saying that the mummer, this is off the derech, you know, OTD, is excluded from bringing the chatas. So what is it? What lamaisa? What's an afkamina? Learn from this pasuk. Learn from another pasuk. What does it matter? Amar from Nuna, mummer leechol chelav umevi carbon al adam yikibenayu. You know what the difference is? We're talking about a guy who is off the derech, but only in reference to chelav. The guy doesn't care. He'll eat chelav. It doesn't matter. But who brought a carbon for eating blood? Mar sava kibben the mummer leechol chelav. One says the Tanakhama says that since he's considered off the derech in reference to chelev, ladam nami mummer avi is considered a mummer also when it comes to dam, and he can't bring a chatas. Mar sava ladam yah shabi yidasu. No, the dam one, he is shabi yidasu. We knew there was wrong, bad. He went, it was dam. He wouldn't have done it, and therefore you can bring a chatas for the dam. The Harava Amar, but what do you mean? Rava says to Kulei Amar Mor Lech Lachelav Lahavim Mor Ladam. How could you make this distinction here when we know that Rava tells us that everyone says that if you're a mummer for one, you're not a mummer for the other. Ella Hacha, what are we dealing with? Ba'ochel Nevela Te'avon Neschaflo B'Shum and Rachel Kamefligi. Here they're talking about the case of somebody Hacha Ba'ochel Nevela. He's eating a Nevela. That's a animal that wasn't shechted properly. And he's doing the te'avon just because, like, oh, he loves meat. Wagyu, A5, A6, top to top. Yeah, beautiful, 50-50% marbleization of the meat there with lots of fat. Just melts in your mouth even before you cook it. Yeah. So we're talking about Alchav Ochon Avela te'avon. But it's Chalev lo. And then the Chalev was mistaken by him. He made a mistake by that to think that it's Shuman. And then he ate it. And when he realized what happened, he wanted to bring a Chatas. The Kama holds that since he would straight up eat this novella for his te'avon, he's considered off the derech, therefore he can't go ahead and bring a chatas. If you give him kosher meat, you know, with the same quality, he would eat that also. But it just happens to be that that's what the meat that he had in front of him. Therefore, he's not considered a mummer. A mummer would be someone who's like, I'm dafka having the trace stuff. This guy doesn't have that. And therefore, we can go ahead and take a chatas from him. That would be the nafka mini between the two. Tanu Rabbanan. Oh, chal chelev zehu mummer. Somebody's chelev? Of, you know, chelev was his aser. This is a off the derech. Ve'ezu mummer, and who is a mummer? Achon nevel is who treves shkatsim masam b'shasa yain nesach. Someone who Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says af alovis kilayim. Someone who wears kilayim. Now Amar Mar, we just said achon chelev zel mummer, ve'ezu mummer, achon nevel is etc. Mike Amar, what are you saying? First you say someone needs chelev, then you say going to a whole new definition. What's happening? Amar Rechanim Rabbi Yochanan. Hachikam, that's what it means to say. Achal chelev l'te'avon, a raisin mummer. Someone ate chelev l'te'avon. He's doing it because, oh, so delicious. That's called a mummer. L'hachis ha'rezet stuki. But if he says l'hachis, to make Hashem angry, this is called stuki. Rashi says, the islay hetera. Ba'achal yisur, he has mutter stuff. But he goes out of his way to avas. Ha'rezet stuki. V'shchita salav is gacham. And he's shechting to avodah zara. V'ezo mummer b'stamo stuki. Who's off the derech guy that's considered a tzduki? Rav Yomer, ochel nevela utreifah shkatzim masam b'shasa yayin nesach. This is a person who goes ahead and he eats all these type of things. Now, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda, afalo b'shkilayim, even somebody goes ahead and they wear kilayim, shatnez. My benaya, what's the difference between the two? Tanakam already said that one who eats chelev is considered off the derech, a mummer. You know, so not just off the derech, but I'm saying off the derech, I mean the mummer, someone's a renegade, someone's fighting against. How's Rav Yossi and Rav Yehuda arguing this when he says that one who wears kilayim is considered that? Both of these serum are pretty much the same, right? It's chelev, it's kilayim, both iser daraisa. So what's the difference between the two, right? This is where Rashi comes and points out. It can be now kilayim derabanan, kilayim derabanan, rabbinic kilayim. Marsav mi daraisa, mi mummer. Tanakama holds that when something is daraisa, That's when he's going to be a mummer. Derabanan, love him, but if it's someone who's derabanan, he's not considered a mummer. Umar sover kilayim, kiven dem fire some yisura. Kilayim, since everybody knows that is over here, I feel with derabanan, I'm a mummer, even if it's a derabanan, is considered a mummer. Okay, next. Pligi ba, ravacha ravina, chadam l'teavan mummer. One says that someone who has chelev, you know, in the velas, he's doing it l'teavan for his pleasure, for his benefit. He just likes it. It's yummy. That person is called a mummer. L'hachis tzuki. And if he does it l'hachis, it's called a tzuki. V'chadam l'hachis nami mummer. And the other one says that when he does it l'hachis, it's also called a mummer. Ela ezer tzuki, kolo ovid was kacham, someone who worships the Avodah Zarah. Now, in fact, the Gemara. We just said one of those opinions that somebody goes ahead and he goes against what the Torah says is considered stuki. Meisvei, achal parosh echad or yatush echad, he's a mummer. Someone who eats a flea or a mosquito, a little bug, that's called a mummer. Veha hacha de lahachisu v'kakar le mummer. Now here, he's going like straight up against the Torah because no one eats a little bug lite avon. It's called a mummer, and we don't call him a stuki. Which goes against the one that says that someone goes against the Torah, it's considered stuki. And for the Gemara, Hasam the Gemara etom tam di sura. There, it's talking about a case where he says, I want to taste food that's usser. So he didn't eat the disgusting things as, you know, going against the Torah, but rather he did it because he wanted to try it out. But if a person did eat it to go straight against the Torah, then maybe he'd be considered that he actually is a stuki. Okay, so the next part of the Mishnah, Ezu Nasi. Who is considered, who's a Nasi? Let's go back to our Mishnah. This is the Melech. Back to the Yud Amud Aleph, right? That is the Melech. Okay, Tanur Rabbanan Nasi. When the Pasuk says Nasi, Yachal Nasi Shevet, Kenachshon Ben Aminav. If you think Nasi means a Nasi of a Shevet, just head of a tribe, like Kenachshon Ben Aminav, Talmud Lomer, Mikomets the Shem Elokav. And he goes against of all the mitzvahs of Hashem that it shouldn't be done. Ulaholanu Omer Laman Yilmod Yiras Hashem Elokav. And in another place it says in order to learn to fear Hashem, his God. Beep. Turn the page. Yud Alpha Meves. My Malaholan Shein Al Gaba Vel Hashem Elokav. Just like there, it's talking about there's no one above him except for Hashem. Af Nasi Shein Al Gaba Vel Hashem Elokav. So this is also talking about no one above him except for Hashem Elokav. Bar Minei Mirav Rebbe Mirav Chia. Kigon Ani. For Kigon Ani Mahu Besahir. This is what Rebbe wants to know. This is Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. He wasn't a king, but he was a Nasi. Rashi says, "Klomer nisios didi mi avi nisios malia deilu havina bezman shabisa migdash kayim maisina seir sayir lo." Do I fall into that category or not? Amalei is back to him. Harait sarascha bebavel. Your tzara is in Bavel. Tzara meaning as in like when a man is married to two women, one's called the women to each other called the tzara, right? So tzarascha means the one who's your opposite is in Bavel, and that's talking about the riskalusa, and then there's someone who's above you, but it says over here it's got to be that no one's above you, and therefore, you know, you wouldn't fall into that category. Yeah, you'd just be like a head with Eisfe. So Rebbe says back to Avchia, hold on 1 second. Malchi, so Malchi is David. What about the times when you had both Malchi, both kingdoms, kingships going on? Elu mivin la'atzum ve'elu mivin la'atzum. Both of them are going to bring by themselves, right? They're individual things. So we see that just because there are two rulers over two different parts of the Jewish nation, we wouldn't exclude either one of them to that special thing of the chatas of a nasi. Amalei hasam lo kaifi adadi. Yeah, because one of them is not underneath the other, doesn't have one above the other. But hachan anan kaifin lo liditu. But here, by Rebbe, we are subordinates to them, and therefore, you don't go ahead and right to the race kulusa. Therefore, you wouldn't bring the special one of a nasi. Of safra mas nihachir. Of safra tot of the as follows. Bami bnei Rebbe Yechia. Kigon ani like me. Ma'al basayir. What's it doing with the sayir? Amalei said hasam shivet hacham achokek. He says there in Bavel, It's talking about that shevet, shevet as in scepter. Rashi's dainu makal, a stick. Kamo kitachan b'shevet lo yamos v'halcha mechokek. Over here, it's just Rashi says chacham. You know, what does that mean? The leader of Yisrael is called like the chacham. V'tanya runs on a raisa lo yaser shevet miyuda zerosh gola shemabavel sherode es yisrael b'makel. When it says that the scepter won't leave Yehuda, it's talking about the Rish Galus Bavel rules over the people with a rod. And when it says, nor a scholar from among his descendants, is talking about the grandkids of Hillel, who teach Torah in public, so Rebbe would not be bringing the chattas of a nasi, but rather of a hedyot. Okay, now it's like that's Heilige Mishnah. It's amazing how the Mishnah is Ani Asher. Now we start to go into the ideas of when we talk about the Kohen Mashiach, this idea of the Kohen Gadol. What is it talking about? Says the Gemara, Ve'ezehu HaMashiach. What is this Mashiach we've been discussing? Rashi said, Mevi Par Behora Zeh HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. That is, that he goes as Par for like when he makes a mistake in his Psak, and he passes for himself. This is talking about HaMashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha, says the Mishnah. That is the anointing oil. Lo hamaruba begadim, not the maruba begadim, not that these Rashi says they didn't have the shemen mishcha anymore, that oil that they used to anoint them with, and therefore they would go ahead and just put on extra clothing, the shemona begadim instead of four, and therefore in that type of situation, that's when that's what we're discussing. The Kohen Mashiach is talking about the mishcha b'shemen mishcha. Ein bein Kohen Mashiach b'shemen mishcha. Oh my goodness, y'all remember the ein bein? This throws us back to Maseches Megillah, Daf Tes, that's my base. Amen. Kol Mishuch L'Shemen Mishcha. The Meruba Gadol. There's no difference between them. Ela Par Haba Al Kol Hamitzvos, except for the Par that comes for all of the mitzvos. Those would be the Par Koin Mashiach and the Par Elam Davish Shatzibar. Vein Bein Koin Mishamish the Koin Shalavar. And there's no difference between these two. Rashi says Vahenu Rishon Shechazer La'Avodaso La'Achas Shechazer Ave Par Sheyom Kippurim Shelo V'Asir Seifa Shelo. There's no difference between this. Is if a Koin Gadol becomes Tamei, or he's not able to, you know, do the avoda for some reason, you have a substitute. You have the, you know, the scan Kohen Gadol. He gets put up over there, and then when the original Kohen Gadol number one, he comes back, he gets put over there, and the substitute one, he no longer does it. Now the permanent one, he's called the Kohen Mishamish. The one's called Kohen Shavar, and there's no difference between these two except in reference to these two dinim over here, and that is that Par Yom Kippurim. That's a chatas that's brought by the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur for Kapar for himself, his family, and for all the Kohanim. And the other one is Vasirus Ha'efa. This is a mincha, a carbon mincha. It's known as the Chavite Kohen Gadol. And that the Torah says it's got to be brought every single day. And it's brought by that the Kohen Gadol. Zeh v'zeh shavim b'avodas Yom Kippurim. And the Kohen Gadol and the substitute one are equal in reference to the avoda that's done on Yom Kippur. As she says, the mikrofei karbonos hayom b'Yom Kippurim ezesh yirtzeh. He can bring whichever one he wants. Umetzuvim al abesula, and both of them are mitzuvah about a besula. They have to marry only a besula. They're not allowed to marry a beula. Even though a regular kohen's allowed to marry a woman who's an almana, he's not allowed to marry a grusha, but yes, an almana, a kohen gadol. He's not allowed to marry even an almana, right? If she is she's not allowed to marry a be'ula. V'asurim al almana, like we said right there, usur to be with an almana. It's got to be a besula. So let's say if the woman lost her besula for some reason, right? Or she is an almana, can't marry. V'ainim etam b'krovim, and then allowed to become tami, even though a kohen is allowed to become tami for the father, mother, sister, brother, son, daughter, spouse, the wife, right? Then allowed to become tami for their relatives of the Kohen Gadol. Velo parim, they don't grow their hair long, and they're not allowed to rip their clothing over them, like if they, you know, during if there's an avelus. Machzirin harotzeach, and when they die, all those that are in the Ari Miklat, they go free. That is a Kohen Gadol. Tanu Rabbanan, Shemen HaMishcha Shasa Moshe B'Midbar. The Shemen HaMishcha, this anointing oil that Moshe Rabbeinu had in the Midbar, Hashem Kedachsev, Shemen Mishcha's Kodesh Yel Zeh Li. How did they prepare it? How did Moshe prepare it? Sholkin Boes HaIkarim. They would boil in it, in the liquid, in the olive oil, the roots. Rashi says that Osam Shirashim Shabasamim Amurim Beparsha Dichsev Ve'ata Kachacha Besamim Rosh Mor Dror. They took those things and they would boil it in the oil and then remove it. Rabbi Yehuda Zakazak Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosi Amrim Halo Losuches Ikarim Eno Sofek. But even smearing the roots with the olive oil, it's impossible because the oil is not enough, and all the moisture is going to be not enough for boiling the roots. All the oil would get sucked up into it, get absorbed into it, and you wouldn't have any oil that's left. Ella, so what do? Ella, shorin esa ikarim b'mayim. First, he soaked the roots in regular water. Right? Rashi's Bereisha, shoya mismalim in amayim. And did I say right? Ella shoras hayikarim b'mayim bereisha shahayu mismalim min amayim v'shuv lo yubolim min Hashem and kokach. And then what happens? Right, the roots would absorb and become filled with the water. So later they're going to only absorb very little. So you take the actual roots and it gets filled up with water in a way that it's like locked up with liquids, so it won't take anymore. Meitzah full of shemen, and then Moshe would take out the roots from the water and pour olive oil on these roots, which would cause it to have that smell. Or it says, we'll take on the reach. We call it the reach, like it says right here, and we go and absorb the reach back in the Gemara. Then we'd wipe off the oil. And he put it, Rashi says, Umotzi Hashem in the altar immediately. V'kafchu kamo she'kishimu kepachti es ha'roa. And it would, that the oil wouldn't get sucked up over there. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'chi neis echad nasa b'shemen ha'mishcha. What, only one miracle happened by the shemen ha'mishcha? What are you worried about? You're worried about the fact that they're going to put the roots in, it's going to suck up the oil? A lot of miracles happen with the oil. V'halo t'chilas u'shtemasar lugin. At the start, the oil was 12 lug. That's how much lug it had to be. And from that, they were able to pour that oil over all of the Mishkan and all of its kalim. Aaron, a bud of kol shivas kibayim in the loom. They were able to go and put on Aaron and his children all the days of the, when they're consecrating it to the Mishkan, v'kulo kaya lasid love, and all of it would remain for the, you know, lasid love. Shem HaShemin Mishchas Kodesh Yelzeli Ador Seichem. It's going to be something for all generations. So, what are you talking about? You don't have to do the shtick where you have to be worried about something, you're going to lose it. Just put it in, everything's going to work out. Another miracle will happen. Tanya Yidach, another verse says, "Vayikach Moshe Shemen Mishka." They took the oil of anointing for Yimshach as a Mishkan as Kol Asher Po. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shemen Mishka Shalos Moshe Bamidbar. Kama Nisim Nasu Bo Mitchilu Batzof. There's so many miracles. We're beginning again. Chilas Aloya Ella Shneimasar Lugin. Rei Kama Yora Balas. See how much does a pot absorb? Kama Ikram Olim. How much the roots absorb? Kama Or Sarv. How much the fire is going to burn away? Bo Nimshach Mishkan Mekelav. And it was enough to go to be Nimshach to be anointing all these things, the Mishkan and all its kelim, v'aron abon of kol shivas yemei miluim, and abon nimshachu kohanim gedolim u'malachim, unbelievable. V'afil kohen gadol ben kohen gadol ta'on mishicha, and even the kohen gadol, the son of a kohen gadol, needs also to do mishicha. Right, without that, you're not considered the real kohen rashi. V'ilo mashuach b'shemen, love a kohen gadol, it's not the kohen gadol. Right, it's not just like Yerusha. Vein moshkin melech ben melech, and also we don't anoint a king who's the son of a king, pardon, by a king, we don't do that. We don't anoint the king and the son of a king. Vim tome b'nei ma mashko shlomo, aye, then why do you do shlomo? Shlomo's the son of David, he was a melech. B'nei machlukso shel Adoniyah, because of the fight that went on with Adoniyah. Adoniyah was the son of David the melech, and it was David and Chagit. They had a son named Adoniyah. When David got old, he tried to go in to stop Shlomo from becoming the king over there. And so therefore they had a machlokas. So therefore he had to go ahead and anoint him to make clear. Rashi says, Dehichatika machlokas by Mashiach. That's Yoash. And we ask, what about Yoash? Mipnei Ataliah, because of the story of Ataliah. Yoash survived the onslaught of Ataliah, who came to destroy and kill off all the children of David and Melch, and he was saved by his sister, hidden for 6 years. And afterwards he came and became the king also of Esio Achaz. Why? Because of Yoakam, they were the sons of Yoshiyahu, and because of the fact that he was younger, therefore he had to become anointed. And it's got to be also become for in the future. Shenamar is it says Shaman Mischus Kodesh Yezeh Li Lador Sechem before Lador Sechem Zeh Begematria Shneimasar Lugan Hava. The word Zeh is Gematria 12 for the 12 Lugan that are there, and it's going to be for all generations until the end of time. Amar Mar Vafilu Koin Gadol Ben Koin Gadol Ton Meshicha, and even the Koin Gadol Son of God needs. I mean, no, whatever. It's from the Chsev. A Koin of Meshich Tachtav Mivanav, and the Koin is anointed from his sons in his place. Will perform it. Name a Krav A Koin Mitachtav Mivanav. It says the pasuk. What it should say instead is the Koin from among his sons in his place. And that's enough to tell us about what's going to be. My Hamashiach, what is that Mashiach? Kamash Milan, it tells you the Miban of the Kohen Gadol, you have a Mashiach of a Kohen Gadol. V'ilo, lo of a Kohen Gadol. You only Kohen Gadol if you get the Misham Mishcha. Amar Mar, v'ein Moschim Melech ben Melech, you don't do a Melech ben Melech, Minolan. Amar of Achabar Yaakov, the Chsiv, it says, L'man Yarech Yomim al Mamlachto, so that he will prolong the days of his kingdom. And Yerusha Hi Lachem, which the Pasuk is implying that the monarchy is a Yerusha for them. And therefore, you don't have to do any sort of anointing. Umina lan dechi ika machlokes boy mishicha. Whatever there's machlokes, you have to mishicha. V'lav called the boy malka moris malchus lebnei, and the king can give over the monarchy to his sons however he wants, even without doing the mishicha. Says Rashi, I feel below mishicha. Amar papa, amar kra hu banav b'ker of Yisrael. He and his sons in the midst of Israel. Bezman sheshalom Yisrael, when the shalom Yisrael, then kriy behu banav. Without Mashiach, but if not, then you have to have Mashiach. You got to put the Shaman Mishcha. Tanan af Yehu ben Nimshi lo Nimshach elu b'nei Machlukos shel Yoram. Yehoram was afterward was succeeded his wicked father Achav. Right, so that was Achav was king. Yoram took over afterwards, and Hashem told Elisha to make Yehu the king, and he told him to get rid of the house of Achav. So Af Yehu ben Nimshi lo Nimshach elu b'nei Machlukos shel Yoram or Yehoram. V'tei b'klayim Yishum derishanu. Why don't we just say that he has to do it because of the fact that he was the first king in the family, right? He wasn't the son of a king, and according to the brayta we saw before, he needs to be anointed, even if it wasn't challenged. But this brayta seems to be saying not like that. Says Gor Chasiri Mechasavach. I know what lack is to say. Malchi Beis David Meshuchim. The kings of Beis David are anointed. Malchi Yisrael Ein Meshuchim. But those of Yisrael are not. And Yehu was from Yisrael, therefore he only because of this challenge did he go ahead and this machlokas did he have to get anointed. Minalan, where do we know that the Malchi David, they have the anointing, but the kings of Yisrael, Malchi Yisrael, don't? Amarav, Amarka, kum mishacheu ki zeh. He said, arise and anoint him, for this is he. Zeh ton Mashiach, right? This is talking about Shmua when he goes to David to anoint him, Ben Yishai when he makes him the king. Zeton Meshicha vein achet Meshicha. This one needs Meshicha, and not others. Others do not need Meshicha. Rashi says she'enu mimachay biz David tan Meshicha. Vein acher she'enu mimachay biz David. And those that are not from it do not need Meshicha. So we see Shaman Meshicha is only for Malchus biz David. Amar Mar Af Yehu ben Nimshi lo Nimshach elu mepnei Machlokos Yoram. He only got it because of the Machlokos and Mishum Machlokos shel Yoram ben Achav Nimol b'Shemen. But because of the fact of this whole machlokus here, we should do me'ila and use the shemen over here. Says Rashi, "Daminin la'el to Malchi Yisrael ain moshchim imena." You don't do it for them. So how can you do that? So the Gemara, "Da'amar Rapapa, kida'amar Rapapa, ba'afar sima dachia." He was anointed with pure balsam, not with the oil. Rashi says, "Delavi mishemen mishcha." Hachanami b'afar sima the dachia. This is talking about another type of mishcha. It's not the shemen mishcha, but another thing's the me'ila. V'es Yehoachaz, and why? What about Yehoachaz? The son, he was the son of a king. Why do you have to do it? V'pnei Yehoyakim, shall Yehoyakim be minash Sheshem? He was 2 years older than him. And Mikashus Mine, was Yehoyakim really older than Yehoachaz? Hashem Melech Yehoachaz. But it says B'nei Yoshiyahu Abachor Yochanan Hasheni Yehoyakim Hashlishi Tidkiyahu Ravi Yushalom from Rabbi Yochanan Hu Shalom Hu Tzidkiyahu Hu Yochanan Hu Yehoachaz.
Right, so it comes out clearly here that he was the Yoachaz was the firstborn Yoachim, only the second. How could they say that Yoachim was older than him? Le'olam Yoachim kasher. Really, Yoachim was older than him. My bechor, what does it mean when he says that Yochanan, okay, Yoachaz was the bechor? Bechor lemalchus means he was the bechor for kingship. Really, Yoachaz was younger than Yoachim, but he was the king first. The younger sons reign before the older ones. But it says, clearly, the older one has precedence and goes earlier. So how could Yehoachaz rule before his brother Yoachim? Yehoram and Memali Makam of Asavah. Because Yehoram, he was a real good replacement. Right? Says, Chimelech Hakati. That is that Yehoshaphat was a righteous king, right? And Yehoram also, at the time he became the king, was also a tzaddik, and therefore it was worthy to come after his father. And later on, he became a rasha. Yehoyakim, even though he was older, he wasn't. He wasn't such a tzaddik over there, and he was a wicked person. So he didn't get it. Amar Mar. When we said all that pasuk and we said all the names, we said Hu Shalom Hu Tzidkiyo. Where we said that Shalom is Tzidkiyo. Hu Yochanan Hu Yoachaz Yeho Achaz Veha Chad Chad Kachashiv. But the pasuk said them individually. Dechsev Hashlishi Harivii. Right. So right. It says that. Tzidkiah the fourth, Shalom, right? It's called Tzidkiah and Shalom as the third son, and the fourth, it's clear they're different people, right? So what do you mean they're the same? Now, my Shlishi, Shlishi the bottom, it means you're the third to the sons. My Revi, Revi Lamalchus, who's the fourth in terms of becoming the Melech. The Meikar, Melech Yoachas, first of Yoachas, Lusof Yoachim, and after Yoachim, Lusof Yochanan, and after that was Yochanan, Lusof Tzidkiah, and then after that was Tzidkiyahu. Tanu Rabbanan, Hu Shalom Hu Tzidkiyo. Velomenikah Shmo Shalom. What was it called? Shalom. Haya Meshulam B'maisav. He was perfect. He was complete in his actions. Rashi says that Tzadik Gamahu Bal Maisim Tovim. Igdar Me Shalom. Some say Shalom Sheshalma Malchus B'Stavid B'Yamav. Because the monarchy of the David ended, finished off in his days. So Mashmo, what was really his name? Matanya. Matanya Shmo. Shanem, as the pasuk says, Vayamlech Melech Bavel as Matanya Dodo Tachtav. And the king of Bavel then made Matanya the Chonya's uncle in his place. Vayasev Shmo Tzidkiyahu. He changed his name to Tzidkiyahu. Amar Lo, Nebuchadnezzar was saying Tzidkiyahu, Ka Yatzdik Alecha Sadin. Hashem will justify my din against you. Im Timur B, if you go ahead and you rebel against me. Right? He replaced the Melech Yechoniah with Tzidkiyahu, and he's promising that he's not going to destroy Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash if he will be the king. But, right, if not, don't blame me, right, for what's about to happen. Uksiv, and the Pasuk says, V'gam b'melech Nebuchadnezzar malarid asher yishbi'ah v'elukim, Tzidkiyahu also rebelled against Nebuchadnezzar, who made him to made him swear that he's going to stay with him, and because of that made him all angry, and it started the whole storyline of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Beep, turn the page. Yud Beis HaManav. Umiyav HaShemen HaMishcha. And really, was there Shemen HaMishcha at the time of Yoachaz when he became the king? What time went in the Braisa? Mishenignas Aron, when the Aron was gunuzed, when it was hidden away, when it was, right, it says Rashi, Mi avi shemen ha-mishcha b'mei yo-yachas de-katani v'yo-yachas nimsach m'pnei yo-yakim. Atani m'shinig is Aaron. When the, back in the Gemara, see, when the Aaron was hidden away, Nignaz shemen ha-mishcha, mishcha also was, v'tzintzenes ha-man, and the, there was a little jar that had mun in it, u'maklo shel Aaron shkidehel v'rachah, and the mak of the stick of Aaron that had the almonds and the flowers that came off it, v'agas sheshalcha plishtim doron li'yisrael, and the box that the plishtim sent as a gift to B'nai Yisrael. This is when the whole story that when Shmuel, during the time of Shmuel, the Yidden went to war against the Plishtim, and they were really not doing well, the Yidden, so they brought the Aron Kodesh with them, but unfortunately the Plishtim were able to go and take it, and they conquered it. When that happened, the Plishtim ended up with some serious issues, hemorrhoids, mice, all the bad stuff, and a lot of Plishtim died, and after a lot of months, they gave it back. They really wanted to give it back, and they said, you know, the people over there, the Plishtim, their peeps said, let's give also a carbon to show how we feel bad about what we did. And they made 5 golden images of hemorrhoids and of mice, and they put them in a box by the Aron, and they put it on a wagon and sent it back to Israel. Shenamar ves klei azav asher heshivosam lo asham tasima ba'agas mitzido, put in a box at the side. V'shilach lemaso ba'alach, and he sent it forth, and it went. Umi genazo, and who is going? It's him, Yoshio melech Yehuda genazo. It's Yoshio, the king of Yehuda, who put this into Geniza. Right, he was a big tzaddik, but he put this all into Geniza. Shirah, Shekos of the Torah, you saw that it says in the Torah, Yolich Hashem Oscha Vesmalkecha, Hashem will lead you and your king, who you'll set over yourself to a nation that you never knew, to Bavel. Tzivu Genozo, in order to have that the Bavel, to stop the people from Bavel from conquering, from capturing the Aron Kodesh and taking it, all these things along with it, so Siva, he commanded them to go ahead and to hide them all. Shemar, the pasuk says, "Vayomer leLevim and Levim lechol Yisrael kedoshim laHashem, tenu asaron haKodesh b'bayis asher bana Shlomo ben David melech Yisrael, ein lechem masa b'kasef ata ivdu as Hashem elokeichem v'is amo Yisrael." He says to them, to the Levim who taught understanding to all of Yisrael, who were the ones that were kadosh to Hashem, put the Aron in the house of Shlomo ben David, the king of Israel, built. You're not going to be carrying them on your shoulders, and now serve Hashem your God and His people, Israel. V'yamar Rabbi Elazar, Asya Shom Shom, v'gizir Shom Shom Shom, there, Asya Mishmeres Mishmeres, Asya Doros Doros, v'gizir Shom to all these different things. So we have the Aron was hidden, but besides the Aron, we have the Gezer Shava to come and teach all the other things that came along with it that we had just mentioned from all these different Gezer Shavas. Rashi spells that what each one of them is. And the jar of the mon and the staff and the gifts, you know, the Shemana Mishcha, all these things that were hidden over there. Amar Rav Papa says, right, so anyway, the point is that we see that how could it be that we start on the top of the page over there that Yoshio, we see that he hid the Shemana Mishcha also before Yehoahaz was coronated as a king. So how could we say that he was anointed? Amar Rav Papa, Farsima Dachya. It's talking about pure balsam, but not talking about the Shemana Mishcha. Like we said earlier, Rashi's Mashcha is Yehoahaz. That's what they were anointed with. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.